Bikers all know that the freedom, the speed, the excitement of being on a motorcycle is like nothing else. But when only 20% of motorcyclists are women, the entire industry and hobby feels very male. Tiffany Kamhai is a reporter with KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. She's a rider, and she brings us this story about how women are making the biking world their own.
British biker Hayley Bell is tired of feeling like an afterthought. So she put a call out on Facebook to her fellow female riders.
I put out a post to say, I've had a totally crazy idea. Who wants to join me? I'm thinking of doing a world relay and seeing how far we get.
And the Women Riders World Relay was born. Bell, who came up with the idea last fall, says she used Google Translate to post her message in different languages online, thinking maybe it would attract a few hundred women. Over 14,000 women motorcyclists representing more than 90 countries answered the call. Bell says she hopes her crazy idea will grab the attention of the global motorcycle industry.
And move it forwards to include women in a much more equal status than it is at the minute.
Words like that grabbed 24-year-old Peruvian university student Gianna Velarde. This year, she competed in the Dakar Rally, a grueling 11-day endurance race on her dirt bike, where, she says, a race official was thrown off by her mere presence.
When I asked him if he can give me the road book, he told me, it's only for riders. I showed him my bracelet of rider and told him, I'm a rider too. It's because I'm a woman.
Velarde says the man was at a loss for words. She'll be leading part of the South American leg when the relay reaches there in November. And even though the number of women bikers has nearly doubled since a decade ago, things like the apparel and the bikes themselves, let's just say they've been stuck in a low gear for women. For instance, most bikes are just too tall. I'm 5'1", and only my toes reach the ground on my motorcycle. And that unstable feeling on a machine that easily weighs hundreds of pounds can sometimes be a big obstacle. It's also hard to find protective gear that doesn't make a woman look like the Hulk. That's why Kate Maher created the California Moto Market, a pop-up store that offers hard-to-find women's motorcycle gear.
This is the first time everyone's kind of looking around to say, well, women are a people. But they're not really asking the women in the industry how to market to them.
Well, first impressions for me as a rider, just looking around the market, I really like that I didn't see any pink, purple hearts, things with flowers all over them.
Yes. Yeah, no, we're over it. No glitter rhinestones here. Take a tribal butterfly somewhere else.
But it's totally okay if you're into that sort of thing. Now, back to that ride around the world. It recently kicked off in Scotland. Here's founder Hayley Bell again with about half a dozen other women riders on day one.
So it's absolutely gorgeous weather today. It's amazing.
The sun is shining, Scotland is rocking.
Yeah!
Yeah, don't believe them, it's flipping cold.
Bell says she won't be riding the entire relay across the globe, although she'd like to. It's expected to take a year to complete. But Australian motorcyclist Colette Edeline says she's made it her personal goal to complete the entire global event, from Europe and the Middle East to the Pacific Islands and Africa. I got a hold of her when she was still in Britain.
I'm 55. This is never going to happen again, this kind of relay. I just decided, why not?
That means she'll spend almost every day of the next year in the saddle, rain or shine. Sometimes she'll ride with groups of women, but in more remote locations, she could be riding alone. So far, there have been some bumps in the road.
I mean, we rode in snow, we rode in, you know, hail, we rode in absolutely everything in the last 10 days. It's been fantastic, except very little sun, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you get to the U.S., there will be lots of sun.
Well, that's good. Lots of Harleys, I hope.
Probably. I'll see her when she gets to California come fall, but not on a Harley. I'll be on my trusty Kawasaki. Until then, I'll be tracking the progress of these women and their machines online as the riders pass a GPS baton along the global relay. For The World, I'm Tiffany Kamhai.